people say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. I have a very special announcement for you guys. Today, I decided to let down the rest of my family. Today, I have decided that you can't define someone's morals. You can't define what makes someone laugh, what makes someone happy. And y'all probably heard me talk about this shit for the longest time. That you got to do what makes you happy. You got one life, you know, it's up to you to live it. You came in this world alone, you leave this world alone, and it is, you know, it's up to you to make the most out of that dash that's in the middle of those two numbers. I have gone through a large amount of my life up to probably about age 27, 28, where I did what everybody else wanted me to do. And then I discovered myself, and then I found out what makes me happy. I'm doing what makes me happy every single day. Recently, I got into it with a family member, my mother, blocked her from all social media, and pretty much just said to hell with it, said to hell with having that relationship. She ever wants to not be toxic and be able to hear two sides of the story. And not just think that her opinion is the gospel, then yeah, we'll have an open debate. We'll have an open dialogue. Until then, I'm not apologizing for shit. I'm definitely not going to apologize for what makes me happy and what I think is funny and all this other shit. Life is too short. Life is too short for me to have to explain myself so much to so many people all the time. You know, usually by the time I get done explaining myself to somebody, They still don't get it. They still don't get it because they're not me. And truth is, there's a lot of people that do shit that I don't understand. And I won't ever get it. So today, like I said, I decided to go ahead and finish letting everybody else down. I have talked about it for almost a year now. We have been friends with so many people that have OnlyFans. So many people. And I see that everybody has their own niche, especially after the last show we did when we were talking to Michelle Rain, and she was telling us that like she was doing what she was enjoying and getting paid for it. And I was thinking to myself, you know, any video that I've ever had that has blown up on social media ends up usually, like when I say blow up, like the really good shit, ends up getting took down for community guidelines violations. All the stuff that I find funny, all the shit that I find inappropriate that I can laugh at, all of that shit. Seems like every single time it gets took down for community guidelines violations, I get pissed. For those who don't know, I lost between $7,000 and $8,000 in, I guess it would have been October. At the end of October, because people kept reporting these videos and shit that I was posting. And it just kind of drove me, it aggravated me, man. It's like, I've never had a video. You know, I got a bunch of friends that have made a shit ton of money off all this stuff. You know, I've made a living off of it. But I've never had a video in 3 days' time net me almost $8,000. I haven't. And like, that's 3 days' time. Do you know how much money that shit would have been at by now? I could have by now if it would have kept trending the way it was, even for just another week or two. You know, I could have had a significant amount of money to help pay off some debt, to help pay for this new place I'm moving into, everything. So I decided that what I was going to do is I was going to do some funny shit just for you guys. I've always wanted to make the show to where you never had to pay for it, and I'm never going to do that. But there's a lot of people out there that like when I post a picture of me damn near naked. I always cover up the, you know, the cock and balls over there. That's nothing to see. And I have been asked by so many women, hey, do OnlyFans with us. We'll make a shit ton of money. And I say no every time because it's not my bag. It's not. I don't want to be on video sleeping with somebody. I don't want to sleep with somebody just for money. And I know that's not really the way you look at it, but in my mind, like, there's nothing about that that's appealing to me. What is appealing to me is making fun of shit, having fun with shit, and being on a platform to where it can't be took down, that you guys know what you're signing up for. So let me tell you a little bit about Josh Terry's OnlyFans. First off, you can go to right now, JoshTerryPodcast.com, and my girl Erica with Better Than Basic Website Design and all that good stuff in marketing, she's made it to where you can go to the website, the JoshTerryPodcast.com. You can click on the link and it takes you directly to there. If you're just looking through OnlyFans, it's JLTerry1987. JLTerry1987. What I decided to do was a Christmas photo shoot, a funny Christmas photo shoot. I could not post these pictures anywhere else without somebody getting offended, somebody being an asshole, somebody just being whatever. So, and mainly it getting took down because people can't take a fucking joke. So once a week from now on, I will be posting pictures and videos on OnlyFans. And there is a lot of nudity. There's a lot of nudity. But guess who thinks nudity is funny? Me. I also think that there is a market that has been completely missed by the everyday dude, the average guy, the dad bod. Ladies, y'all say y'all love dad bods. Here's your chance to show it. $10 a month to start off with. It's probably going to drop down to $5 after this month. I just want to get the ball rolling, mainly to reason why we're starting off at 10 is, you know, we were doing this thing on Snapchat called Tits for Toys, and people banned it. People reported it so much that my Snapchat got banned. So for the rest of this month, we're going to take 50% of the money that we make off of OnlyFans, and we're going to put it towards our toy drive for this year. So hopefully that helps us finish off these last 10 families to go. We started last week. We started around, I think, the day before Thanksgiving, and we've already done 5 families since then. Kim Lee's Insurance over in Alabama sponsored a whole family. I got their clothing on right now, locals only. My boy Nick over there sponsored a whole family. I'm going to mess this up. I'm going to mess both of them up, so I'm going to look at them so I do not mess them up. Where are you at, Daniel? There we go. Gray's Canine Academy sponsored one today. Shout out to Daniel Riley and his wife. Thank you very much. They sponsored one. And then my dude, Aaron Milton, him and his family sponsored one, and they own a business in Macon. DPF Alternatives, check them out. I always get DPF and DFP mixed up, so I wanted to make sure I got that right for you, Aaron. And then I think the past 2 days, we might be on the 9 families. Because we're fixing to do the drinking game in a minute. So if you hear this in the next few minutes, by the way, at 9:15 tonight, which is, 11:30? Not 11:30. It's November the 30th. I'm fucking stupid. At 9:15 Eastern time, we'll be going live on TikTok, and we're trying to finish off the family we did in the other night when we did the drinking game and one more family. So that's 8 shots of tequila tonight. I'm ready to go. I'm jacked about it. It's going to be a good night. But what we're going to do is we're going to do a lot of satire on the OnlyFans. We're going to do me being very awkward in certain positions. I say all the time how vanilla I am. I'm extremely vanilla. And this is going to be where I'm going to open up. I'm going to open up a good bit about it. You know, one thing that I'm not scared to do, I have large balls. No dick, large balls. I'm all balls. So we're going to start this thing on there, and I'm probably going to post a picture like every day or every other day, and it's be like, what did I put my nuts on today? Same way Step Brothers did. Hey, I got my nuts on your drum set. I'm going to put my nuts all over the United States. And you guys have got a chance to see where my nuts are at today. For those wondering, too, our listening audience is like 80% women. I looked at it the other day. It's actually like 78, but fuck it. We'll round up. So, ladies, here's your chance. Here's your chance to support some good shit, some funny shit, some inappropriate shit. When you see the Christmas pictures, shit. First picture we took, first picture. If you've ever got the thing where you click on it and the bald-headed black guy sitting on the edge of the bed and he's got a goddamn hammer hanging right there, first picture I took was like that. Does not look the same for obvious reasons. We have the same body type. Dick's a little different. And by a little, I mean a lot. Like four of my dicks could go into could go into that guy's pecker. But yeah, so what I need you guys to do, this right here is going to help with, it's going to help with our toy drive. This is going to help grow our social media. This is going to help add stuff to the studio. It's going to help bring in guests. See, one of the things that also we've got going, for those who know, we're moving. And when we move, one of the reasons why we're moving is so we can have more guests come in. But in order to get more guests come in, we got to pay for plane tickets. We got to plan for hotels. We got to do these other things. So I'm going to whore my body out. We're going to see what weird shit I can do and make that pay for the guests coming in. See, it's smart. It's smart thinking, right? I'm fucking here for it, you know? I'm open to any weird shit. Let's see what you guys can ask. I want to see what you fucking guys are going to ask. I already got one of my buddies, Mr. Conservative Anthony, hit me up earlier as soon as he saw it. He's doing a show with me Monday, by the way, him and Project Canine Hero. He hit me up, and he's like, dude, I know how comfortable you are with your sexuality. You want to really tap into the gay market? I was like, fuck yes, I do. Everybody knows gays have money, unless you're one of the meth gays. The meth gays do not have money. The majority of the rest of them, very wealthy, nice dressers, you know. Good people. I'm trying to tap into that market. I'm trying to tap into the wild women, you know, plus size girls. I'm here for you, ladies. I know the rest of you bitches want to go look at Thor and all of them, but you know what you're finna get? Fat Thor. You're fixing to get all of this. All of this. I'm ready to see, because I've heard for the past 2 years since doing the shows with these OnlyFans girls is the weird comments and stuff that men request. Y'all heard yesterday with Michelle. Y'all heard what they wanted her to put in her pooper and then mail to the dude. Woo! If you didn't hear, that's why I'm not telling you, so you go listen to that episode. Same thing with Miss Scarlett yesterday. Weird stuff. Now, let's go ahead and tell you guys, I am ready to belittle the shit out of y'all. I am ready to do weird stuff. I am ready to also make fun of you guys. You'd have to go back and listen to the episode yesterday to hear some of that stuff. Y'all asked me for a cream pie. I'm going to send you something from Little Debbie. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to have fun. This is going to be the weirdest, funnest page on OnlyFans. 1,000%. I'm fixing to get sideways on that guy. We're going to have a good time. So what I need all you guys to do, that's all for this episode. Just letting down my family. Honestly, if they were to look on there and they knew that I wasn't fucking nothing and I wasn't, I don't know, there might be some full-blown nudity. Y'all don't know. That's the thing. I'm not telling y'all what is and isn't. I want to see what you guys request. You know, there's already some stuff on there, by the way. But I think when people see it, they'll get the joke. They'll get the satire with it. They'll get the fun with it. They're going to have a good time with me. You know, I released it just a little bit ago. Already got one subscriber. I'm already halfway to $1 million. You know what I'm saying? Once I hit a million, I'm going to stop. I hit a fucking million, and y'all are going to see my butthole is what's going to happen. There's a lot more things in this world I would do for $1 million than there isn't. You know, it's going to get weird. But anyway, so please, ladies, if you're listening to this, do me a favor. Right now, go to OnlyFans.com. Type in JLTerry1987. Subscribe. Or, you don't want to go that route, the joshterrypodcast.com. Go to it, click on the link, and yeah, I can't wait. Plus, my newest, favoriteest shirt I've ever done is coming out tomorrow, so you guys look for it on December 1st. It's a badass shirt. It's got something to do with mushrooms. So anyway, I'm getting out of here. I got to go do shit. All of y'all right now, please. Even the dudes. Dudes, let's get weird with it. Let's get weird with it. Let's see what nasty shit y'all want to do. I'm telling you, I'm going to have fun with this. Have fun with this. I'm ready to do the dick ratings. I'm ready to rate your buttholes, ladies. Rate your boobies. We'll do all these things. I will degrade the fuck out of y'all. I will just be, ugh. I'll make you feel so bad about yourself, like a lot of y'all made me feel about me for years. Time to turn that shit around, folks. Just come have fun with me. I can be unapologetically uncensored, all the shit that I love over there. It's the only way. It's the only way. I'm tired of fucking posting shit and it getting deleted or losing money on social media. Snapchat got deleted, and when it got deleted, shit, there was some good stuff that was coming with that and a good deposit, and it's fucked. So, anyway, I love you cats. Right now, stop what you're doing. Go. Find me on OnlyFans. JL Terry 1987. Right now. Be the second person to subscribe. Then be the 100th person to subscribe. Let's blow this shit out the water and have a good time. All right, hold on. Let me read y'all. Everybody has put like a thing on it. Let me read y'all what mine is. What mine is. Okay, y'all ready? This is the intro to my OnlyFans. This is what happens when you mix a wicked sense of humor and 230 pounds of twisted pill and sex of steel. I said that fucking wrong. 230 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. Just a dilf with no shame. You've been warned. It's a grower, not a shower. Get ready to laugh your panties off. Hashtag dadbod, hashtag comedy. Come get that wiener, girls. Come on. Come to Papa. Y'all be a good girl now. Go subscribe. Love y'all.